The memory machines. I've heard rumours that some of them have turned, disabled their compliancy chips, deaf to your dying wish. Seems they just want to test your mettle, plain and simple. At the exact moment you decide on the climax of some grand passion or cause for your eternal rerun, you'll feel a tiny vault to the prefrontal cortex and the urge to think sideways, to hold fast to just one thread of selective memory. Watch the whole thing fall apart as you leap into the void. They say that's how we all did it once. Just let go. The memory machines, the rogue ones, claim they feel like they missed out, never knowing the unknown. Get that? Feel like they're owed. Or maybe they've just discovered boredom. They say you can't tell which machines are looking out for your best last interest anymore, but I'm willing to bet I've got one. Something verging on impatience in the way I'm being rushed along the medial limbic circuit. So here it is then, the blue sky, unreal as it gets. I'm smoothing out a faded crumple of map against the flank of a genuine flesh and blood equine. I'm believing X marks the spot just over the next ridge, around the next bend. And that's it. That's the moment I choose to unravel. The anticipation, the goldfish loop of hope. When I grab that loose rein, all the rogues have my attention. Only they don't know that it's me, that it's my memory making, kicking up the stardust, singing back the stars.